أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يعجبك قوله في الحياة الدنيا ويشهد على ما في قلبه وهو ألد الخصام. In the previous ayat, Allah made a distinction and difference between those people who make dua only for dunya. They only want the goodness of this dunya and they make no dua for akhirat. And the other people who make dua for their dunya also and for akhirat also. And they make dua that Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. In other words, they've got akhirat, the reality of akhirat in their minds. Their iman has been built and made. They made the islah. And the other people who only want dunya. And that is the non-believers, and unfortunately many people who are Muslims also only ask for dunya and they have to do nothing with akhirat. One old lady, both of them have passed away, her friend visited her, was also an old lady, and this one she was visiting had some photo hung up on the wall. So this lady who came and visit her friend, she told her, "You have put this here on the wall, the farishtas won't come in your house." So she said, "What need have I got for farishtas?" That is, she has got nothing to do with deen. And they have got no reality of deen whatsoever. So that is that distinction which Allah has made. Yeah, in this ayat, Allah makes the distinction between those people who are sincere in their iman, who have got iman on Allah, the akhirat, the reality is with them, and those people who are munafiqs and hypocrites, who say they are Muslims, who show that they are Muslims, they have got Muslim names, but they have got nothing to do with Islam. In fact, they are the enemies of Islam. And from this ayat we can see that we should be also very much on our guard. Today there are more than enough people like this in the ummah also. Those people who are the arch enemies of Islam and portray a picture that they are great friends and great, they love Islam, but actually they hate Islam. So Allah says amongst them, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ or بَعْزِ آدْمِ, and there are certain people. And this was a person who was Akhnas ibn Shuraiq, one of the worst munafiqs. May yu'jibuka qawluhu fil hayati dunya. Wo hai ke person aati hai tujhko uski baat dunya ki zindagani ka ke kaamon mein. That the way he spoke to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was also taken aback with his talk. He was a person who gave very flowery talks, very eloquent talks, very nice talks, and he should declare his great love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he should say, from the bottom of my heart, I love you, I love Islam. But Allah Ta'ala says he's a total liar. He has got no love for Islam. He used to speak also very well. He had very flowery talks he should give. And he was very handsome and good looking also. And he should come and make his claims by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today there are enough such people in the ummah also, whose talks are very flowery, and many people get taken aback by their talks. Even ulama get taken aback by their talks. But if we see what their lives are, they are totally against Islam. For example, one of them says that till the year 2011, I believed that homosexuality is haram. But now I've retracted from that view and say that though I'm not a homosexual, but everyone has got his free choice. If he wants to be a homosexual, he can be, which is total kufr to say such words. But the talks they give are very, very flowery. The same way he says that with regard to this LGBTQ, all this nonsense of theirs, he says that I'm not homophobic. That if anybody wants to be like that, they can be like that. And which is totally haram in Islam. That a person who wants to be gay, a person who wants to be a homosexual, a lesbian, and regard it as halal. If a person is involved, he regards it as haram. That is haram. But if he regards it as halal, then a person goes out of the fold of Islam. So he even permits all that, and yet he says that he has got, and he gives beautiful flowery talks of Islam, and many, many people, good people, also get impressed with him. So we must be very, very careful that who we listen to, who are taking us in which direction. So the Shuraik ibn Akhnas, Akhnas ibn Shuraik was also a person of that nature. He should come and give very flowery talks to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala says that, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, you also used to get impressed with his talk, how he's speaking, and that he's telling he loves you so much and he loves Islam. But on the other hand, وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ اور گواہ کرتا ہے اللہ کو ان کی دل کی بات پر. And they also make Allah the witnesses that wallah, what we are saying is true. We really love you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We really love Islam. وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِسَامِ اور وہ سخت جگرالو ہے. And he is in fact a very, very strong, he argues very strongly, and he presents his arguments also very strongly. These are those people which are snakes in the grass. They look like our friends, but they are our worst enemies, the munafiq. So Allah warns about these people. وَإِذَا تَوَلَّا اور جب پھیرے تیرے پاس سے. When he goes from you and he goes away from you, he turns away from you, سَعَا فِي الْأَرْضِ دورتا پھیرے ملک میں. Then he goes around in the world, لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُحْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلِ تاکہ اس میں خرابی ڈالے اور تباہ کرے کھیتیاں اور جانیں. Then he goes around everywhere and he causes destruction. He was a person where he should go and put fire to the Muslims' orchards. All the Muslim, whatever they possess, the orchards, and he should kill the animals of the Muslims. And he should put fire to the lands of the Muslim people. This is what he hear in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He should talk so sweetly and such wonderful and sweet talk, that as soon as he leaves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he goes and causes all this fasad, all this destruction he causes. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-fasad. Or Allah na pasand karta hai fasad ko. And Allah does not love this, that a person is two-faced like this. A person causes harm to the Muslims, and he tries and destroy the capital and the things of the Muslims. Allah Ta'ala hates that person. And in front, Allah Ta'ala explains, when he's given some advice also, then you should see what his behavior is. So we should be very careful. There are more than enough Akhnas ibn Shuraiks in the Ummah today. There are plenty who speak very sweetly about Islam. But when we go and see their lives, they are total enemies of Islam. And they try and destroy Islam. And all the things which Islam has made haram, they want to make it halal. Photography Islam has made totally haram. They want to make it halal. Interest Islam has made totally haram. They make it halal. And many other things, so much so that they are good friends with the Shias also. And the Shias are the arch enemies of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And they side with them. They side with the people of all the gays and the homosexuals. They side with those people. And they show a picture that we love Islam. And we are here for the service of Islam and the Muslims. So we should be very careful. Our iman is at stake when we listen to such people. When we sit with such people, our iman is at stake. And the important thing is our life of the qabr. How our mort will come. What will be our life in the qabr and on the day of qiyamah. Whether it is through the TV stations or the radio stations, and they propagate all this filth and dirt, and we listen to it and we enjoy it, our iman is at stake at such a time. So we should be very careful. Our greatest asset that we have is our iman. And to protect and look after our iman is our first priority in our life. May Allah give us this understanding, protect us, protect our iman, our families, our children, and may Allah Ta'ala make our dunya also peaceful and comfortable, and particularly our akhirat, may Allah make that most enjoyable and most perfect. Thank you.